This is tape number 17B, and this is Friday, October the 21st, 1977. It's kind of a rainy day outside here. And we're speaking to Mrs. Maud McClure, who will tell us about her life here in Colorado City, on the west side of Colorado Springs. Mrs. McClure, you were born where?
I was born in Kansas.
Oh, yeah? What part of Kansas?
1900 in eastern Kansas. Southeastern Kansas.
Down to the Oklahoma line, huh?
In Linn County. About 25 miles north of Fort Scott, Kansas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, I used to have all my relatives are Kansans, so, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what part were they from?
Clifton and Clay Center and Morganville around that area, about north central Kansas, to give you a general location where that is.
Uh-huh.
So you came out here, and when did you come out to Colorado?
We come to Colorado in 1902. My father homesteaded about 100 miles east of here.
Oh, yeah?
About 15 miles north of Ordway, Colorado, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I do. That's in the Arkansas Valley.
That's right. Homesteaded out there on the dry lands. And there wasn't but very few neighbors out there. My folks had a few cattle, and of course there's lots of sheep being run down there in that part of the country at that time.
Uh-huh.
And he made a fair living there and built a nice big house there in about 1910, I guess it was. And that sold the place, and we went to California and was out there a year, and my parents didn't like it out there, so we moved back to Fountain, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And he farmed beets. My dad farmed beets down there for a good many years. Then we moved back down to Ordway, bought a cattle ranch.
Yeah, sure, that is rancher country, isn't it?
Yes, uh-huh. So I met my husband down there, and we married, and we lived down there and raised cattle a number of years. Finally, we moved up here to Colorado Springs.
What year did you come here, do you recall?
We came here in 1922.
Ah, yeah, that was... Okay, when you moved up here to the Springs, did you move immediately on the west side?
Yes, we bought a place over on Hobart Street. On South 25th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there until about 1926. And we bought this place here. And we've lived here ever since.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Colorado City was dry when you guys got here, right?
Yes, it was.
Of course, it was annexed into Colorado Springs back in 1917, and then it was dry.
Yes.
Do you ever know tongue out of my teeth, and we'll try that one again. Do you know anything about the town called Ramona?
I don't know anything about it, no. Of course, we heard about it when we first came here.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know anything about it.
What was Colorado City like?
Oh, it was a nice little town. We had a grocery store on almost every corner, it seemed like.
Wow.
It was, one, two, three. Four or five grocery stores right down here in the 2500 block, 26.
Mm-hmm.
We had one up here on the corner just west of us, one down the middle of the next block, and one on the corner right kind of corner from that. And of course, as I say, a grocery store on almost every corner.
Mm-hmm.
I like the filling stations are now.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of those around, too.
Yes. And of course, we had a couple of drug stores. Variety stores.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a nice little town.
Mm-hmm. People were very peaceful.
Yes. All the neighbors knew each other.
Yeah.
We'd get together and play cards in the evening and visit, you know. Something you don't do too much of now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to happen too much, you know.
No, uh-uh.
So, were those mostly your activities? You know, like just going and visiting neighbors and stuff, you know, other than work or whatever.
Well, yes, at that time, of course, I belonged to a little club called a sewing club. We used to meet quite often. Fact is, we used to have oyster suppers every New Year's Eve and watch the lights up on Pike's Peak. Watch the Adaman Club.
When did they start that? Do you remember? Wasn't that back in...
Well, I was about 24, I believe.
22, 24?
20. Well, somewhere along there, I forgot now.
Mm-hmm.
It was 22, 23. No, it must have been 23 or 24, maybe.
Because they still do it.
Yeah,
they still climb up Pike's Peak. Of course, there's a lot more people now than there ever were in the Ataman back then.
But our little club, our whole families would get together, all of our families would get together, and we'd have a big oyster supper, play cards, and just have a nice evening, you know.
And then about midnight,
we'd watch the fireworks.
Yeah.
And then we'd go home.
Uh-huh. It ushered in the new year.
Uh-huh.
Certainly was a lot safer on the streets back then.
Oh, I should say so.
Mm-hmm. You remember anything about the streetcars?
Yes, we used to have the streetcars running by here. We'd sit out on our porch in the summertime. You couldn't talk until they got by.
They were that loud?
Oh, my, yes, they were noisy. They sure were. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me like they're on about every 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take you very long to get to town.
I
can remember when the first signal light went in over on Cascade and Colorado Avenue.
Uh-huh.
I just had a fit. I just thought, land, we'll never get no place. We have to sit here and wait for that light to change. I thought that was the awfulest thing to have that light in there.
Oh, wow. Do you recall about what time that was when they put that in?
No, I just don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I had quite a fit about it. Of course, you wouldn't get nowhere now if we didn't have lights.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody'd be running into each other.
That was one of our first lights here in town.
Uh-huh. Did you see a lot of movies or anything? I think they had a theater here.
Yes, we had the Burns Theater, and there was one across the street from Burns, it seemed to me. Can't think of the name of it. And then, of course, they had a couple on down the next block there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall the names of them right now.
And you would watch a lot of movies and everything?
Well, we weren't much of a hand for that. We'd go once in a while. We weren't very good movie goers.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your husband employed in?
He was a carpenter.
Uh-huh. So when the Depression hit in 1929, I'm sure you remember that.
Yes.
I've heard from a lot of people that say it wasn't that bad here at all, because the fact that the mines were still going kept it up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he had work most of the time. Of course, in the wintertime, things were always slow. Well, he was a pretty good carpenter, liked the work.
Got hired quite a bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know, we raised two children here, boy and a girl.
Oh, yeah? Where did they go to school?
Well, they went up here at Whittier, right north of here. And, of course, they went down to junior high and then over to main high school in town.
Mm-hmm. Where are they now?
Well, my son lives up just 3 blocks north of us here on Bijou. My daughter lives over on Logan.
Huh. So your kids aren't too far away from you, you get to see them.
They're close here.
Uh-huh.
My father and mother live next door to us here in the brick house. So I took care of them as long as they live.
Yeah.
And we have a glass, they always told me it was a fountain, water fountain. It has a pipe up through it.
Uh-huh.
It's, spans around 5 feet, 5.5 feet high, I guess. And that glass was from what they call Glasstown.
Ah, yes, I remember a little bit about that.
Green glass, made of green glass, you know.
Hmm, I bet that looks different from any ordinary glass.
Yes.
How'd you happen to find that?
Well, it was on the place when we bought it, when my mother bought the place. It was in there, I suppose it's been there 60, 70 years, maybe.
Ooh.
I don't know just how old it is.
Of course, your mother didn't really know.
No.
Exactly where it came from, either.
No. They always told us it was a fountain, fixed up as a fountain. It's round, you know.
Yeah.
As I say, it has a pipe up to the center of it. There's never been any water in it since we've been here.
Wow.
But it is kind of a sort of a landmark,
uh-huh.
I would think.
Do you remember anything about the Midland Railroad?
Oh, I don't know too much about it. Of course, it run right back of us here across the creek, you know.
Hmm.
And we used to always hear the trains as they'd come down or go up the hill.
Uh-huh.
That's about all I know about it, I guess. One time our children was playing down here along the creek and across the creek, and they, there was a big culvert over there, you know, under the railroad track.
Yeah.
And they found the dead man over there.
Ooh.
That was years ago.
Well, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was for them.
Yeah, considering the fact that they'd never really seen one before.
I don't think they ever found out, as I remember, who it was.
I think, if my memory serves me correct, there was quite a flood here back in 35 or something.
Yeah, that was down the Monument Creek, wasn't it? And,
yeah, and I think maybe Fountain kind of filled up somewhat, too.
Well, was that the year when it flooded clear over down here?
Oh, it just wiped out. It just practically wiped out everything.
Spread out over the creek bottom down here quite a ways.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're high enough here, we don't...
To where you don't feel anything like that.
Mm-hmm. That might have been the time the water came down from the north off the hills here, and it just looked like a waterfall coming down over the curb on the other side of the street.
Ooh, really?
And it's come down into our yard here and started running into our basement. I happened to be home and could take care of it.
Yeah, good thing you were there, otherwise you probably would have ended up with a full basement.
Well, sure you... people across the street did have water in their basements.
Uh-huh. So what kind of an effect did Fort Carson have on you? It came in about, 42 or something like that.
Well, of course, my husband worked there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Your husband is now passed away, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I used to, of course, tourist business is a lot different now than it used to. We used to rent our rooms out, you know.
Yeah, that's what some people were telling me, that, you know, when everybody came up to build Fort Carson and help out, since they didn't have any hotel rooms, why they encouraged people to kind of open up their houses and let the students,
yes,
you know, or let the builders and whoever, you know, stay there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, even before that, I guess we used to rent to the tourists quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have two rooms here, always rented to the same people. They come out every summer from Kansas.
Oh,
what? And thought I was doing well to get a dollar a day.
Yeah, I imagine back in those days it was excellent.
Mm-hmm. They'd always stay about 2 months. A dollar a day.
How long did it take them to complete Fort Carson?
Oh, golly, I don't know. I just don't remember that.
I can't recall either right now. Nobody's really ever told me. That's the earliest I know about Fort Carson was it started back in 42. And from then on, I don't really know too much.
42, that's when the war started, wasn't it?
I think the war started 41, December 17th, when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Well, I guess, but...
And,
boy, went in 42, I guess.
Uh-huh. What did he enlist in?
He was in the Army as a mechanic.
Uh-huh. How do you like that sort of thing?
Oh, it was all right, because... Of course, he's over in Italy, on the Angio Beach when the Germans come in there.
Mm.
He couldn't swim, and he said he didn't know what he was going to do when they kept pushing him back into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped him, I guess, before they pushed our boys into the water.
Yeah, that's a humane thing to do on their part. I want to back up and ask you if there's anything about Colorado City that really impressed you when you got here that you'd like to tell me about, or maybe something that went on here that I haven't even bothered to ask you.
Well, I don't just recall anything. My husband's father and mother lived here on the west side. That's the reason we came over here, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we were ranching and raising cattle and trying to farm out on the dry land. It got terribly dry that year. And the price of cattle went down, and we got just sort of discouraged, I guess, and decided we'd move to town.
Sure.
And his parents lived here, so we just came up here. He took up the carpenter work then. And that's just where we always stayed.
Yeah,
well,
for sure.
Of course, we did go to Wyoming 1 year.
Oh, yeah?
Was up there to run a dairy for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out to California for 1 winter. We always came back here. We kept our homes here.
For sure. Everybody calls us their home. It seems as though people are very are much more friendlier over here. And of course, they, from what I have heard, that there were a lot of policemen around, and there still are, that keep everything law and orderly.
Uh-huh. Well, we didn't used to have any trouble, it didn't seem like.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you really encountered this sort of thing, but was there much of a racial problem out here as far as people getting along? Because I heard everybody got along really well.
No, I wasn't in any trouble at all, as far as I know. We had a colored family lived just west of here, a few blocks.
Uh-huh.
They never bothered anybody, and nobody bothered them. They were always well thought of.
Uh-huh.
No trouble of any kind.
Do you recall anything about when the highway came through here? I think it was Highway 24 that came through here. And I wish I would have gotten a date on this, and maybe this is where you can help me out just a bit. But like I said, I think it's 25 or something like that was being put through. And it was taking a lot of the traffic away from Colorado Avenue. And of course, a lot of people up here on the west side of town said, you know, you can't do that because we're going to lose our business.
You mean the freeway back
yeah,
here?
Yeah, the freeway, yeah. What is that? What's the number on that? Do you know?
25, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I-25?
I-25, sure.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of people thought it would kind of hurt us here on the avenue. And
uh-huh.
I suppose it has some, probably. But we've got enough traffic here anyway.
Yeah, I can hear it already. It's just,
yes.
Is it always this noisy, even late at night?
Keeps up pretty well late at night, this in the summertime especially.
Oh yeah, because people don't really have anything else to
mm-hmm.
do, so they'll just go ahead and
of course we have
go out and drive around and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
And of course, when we first came here, it was all homes in here, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now it's been zoned for business, and we've got a Payless shoe store here on the east of us. And,
oh, wow.
Some kind of a club on the west of us here, and nearly all the homes are out across the street. Got a nice motel across there now. Filling station on one corner. So we've kind of seen a lot of changes that way.
Uh-huh. I bet it's made this town just a whole lot different than what it used to be.
Oh my, I should say so.
Yeah, I heard they started paving the streets back in... Yeah, I think just shortly after the streetcars went out. I think they went out in about 32 or 33.
Yeah, didn't they? They used to say it was paved with gold.
It did.
Some of the gravel or whatever they had from over here at the mill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember whether they took up all the tracks or not.
I don't think they took them all up. I think they went ahead and buried, you know, quite a few of them
uh-huh.
and just went ahead and built on top of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the buses came along.
Yes.
And they helped out for transportation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a hard time getting on a streetcar now. Get run over by a car. Get out in the middle of the street trying to get on the streetcar.
Yeah, people come roaring down not see you.
Yeah.
I've had things like happen, you know, things like that happen to me. I'm crossing the street, someone will inadvertently make a right-hand turn on a red. When they know that I'm crossing the street, you know, I think they maybe do it just to aggravate me. It's happened several times.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few changes in this town.
Uh-huh.
Used to be, Colorado Springs used to be just a nice little town.
It's too
big now.
Yeah, it's getting big, and I think the military population has contributed greatly to that sort of growth.
Yes, uh-huh.
If there weren't that many military here, why, I think Colorado Springs would still be a very nice small town.
Yes, I think so.
But it's getting big just like everything else.
That's right.
Of course, it's not yet as big as Denver, so
no.
I guess we can somewhat wait a while.
We always look forward to tourist season, of course. We make a little extra money that way, renting out our rooms.
Yeah.
I had an apartment upstairs, I'd rent it. I thought I was rich if I got $10 a week out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And people across the street, they have almost every house over there rented out. Apartments or rooms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come in going west, of course they'd usually stop over there, and after they got full, then they'd begin looking over here, on the other side of the street.
Uh-huh.
So we used to have quite a time with our tourists. But they'd come out, you know, and they always stayed. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks, a month, maybe 2 months, like my people used to stay 2 months, you know, every summer.
Yeah, nowadays the tourists don't hardly stay at all. They just kind of pass through and look and gawk at everything and go, oh.
Yeah, that's right. Here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Is that, would that be one of the things that's keeping Colorado Colorado City alive right now, would be the tourist trade back there?
Well, I would think so. Of course, there's a lot of tourist courts on Colorado Avenue, you know, between here and Manitou.
Yeah, sure.
Quite a few courts. This mm-hmm. one across the street, it seems to have quite a few stopping in there, even in the wintertime. They don't do too bad, I don't think.
Really?
They're really nice people, and they keep it nice and clean.
Mm-hmm. As far as your kids, I don't know, they went to what schools here?
They both went up here to Whittier.
To Whittier.
And down West Junior.
Uh-huh.
And then over town.
Over to Colorado Springs High School or Palmer High School.
Palmer.
As it was called back then. Did any of them ever attend Colorado College?
No. No, they didn't.
Yeah, I've talked to some people who have attended that, and they said it was, you know, just as rowdy back then as it is today.
Oh, really?
So, you know, maybe some things don't change as rapidly as we think they should, or yeah. think they would anyway.
No, my son went to work. He just got out of school and went to work for Chuck Myers. And yes, you would know him. He had a garage over town on Weber.
Mm-hmm.
Weber and Howard Avenue, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it was. He worked there till he went into service, and then when he come back, he went back to work for Chuck, and then Chuck moved out to Broadmoor. Worked out to Broadmoor, and that's where my son still works.
Wow, yeah, Broadmoor's quite a nice area, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
And, of course, the Broadmoor has always been something that's totally apart from Colorado Springs and totally apart from this side of the city, right?
Yes,
uh-huh. I was thinking that... When was the Broadmoor first built, do you remember?
Well, I think it was built when we came here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know just when it was built.
Excuse me, they have some really nice homes down there, too.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Mm. I've seen a couple of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, can you think of anything else to put on here? I think I have run out of questions.
Well, I can't think of anything else right now.
You know, it'll probably happen. I'll shut this thing off and then you'll go ahead and think of 1,000 things. Have you ever heard about the revitalization of Colorado City?
Well, yes. I know they're trying to do something with it.
Just for my own information, do you agree with them? You think it should be revitalized?
Well, I would like to see it, of course.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But they're going to have to get some other kind of businesses in here than what they've got, it seems to me like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What, you mean more factory-oriented businesses or something
like
that?
Well, not necessarily factory, but we don't have a decent dry goods store over here, and we don't have really a too good an eating place, or no big eating place.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's several small ones that are real nice.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't seem to have what it takes to draw the people. Maybe we don't have the people that would patronize those places. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You never can tell if you can get them set up and get them going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe. But like I said before, I know a lot of people that, you know, come over here and just found this place this side of town a very delightful place to live.
Mm-hmm.
They really enjoyed it.
Of course, it's built up a whole lot up north of us here on the Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
North 30th and 31st Street. And when my son built his house up here in 44, 45, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
None but pasture land north of him.
Now look at it.
It's all built up, clear out the Garden of the Gods.
Oh, yeah. It's just... The city's growing so fast, I don't know how much room we're going to be able to have
to
continue to grow. Well, when you first came here, was there... Now, this is what I'd heard, that the reason, you know, there was a war, as far as annexation was concerned, that Colorado Springs was going to annex Colorado City into it, or Colorado City was going to annex Colorado Springs into it. Well, it turned out that Colorado City got annexed to Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, a lot of people complained about that because when the annexation thing came up, you know, Colorado Springs said, yeah, you know, we'll do all these things for you, we'll pave your streets and blah, 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 and it didn't get done for a long time. Heard some people got kind of sour about that. Do you remember anything?
Well, I don't remember about that.
Oh.
Of course, we always are kicking, thinking we are not getting things done like we ought to have.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Sure. Huh?
I worked, when we lived over on South 25th Street, I used to work in a little club over there. We worked in that Bob Park started over there.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a nice little park now. I work in the Rebecca's right now, Oddball Lodge and Rebecca Lodge.
Uh-huh.
They're an old order, you know. Really the only fraternal organization there is here on the west side, I believe.
When did that one start?
Well, the present one is started in about 56, I think it was, or 54.
And it's still going, right?
Yes, but of course, there's been a lodge over here for years, ever since the 1800s, long 1800s, I expect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know just how old it is over here.
Was there anything that occurred maybe in the 50s and 60s that, you know, could add some history as far as this side was concerned? I think by then it was pretty well settled down.
Oh, I don't recall anything.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I don't know anything about them, really.
Yeah, I think they were started way back when. I know that this one fellow told me that when back in, I think it was the 20s, the town was really dirty, and they started the Westside Commercial Club to kind of come in here and clean the place up, you know, and keep it looking nicer, looking as nice as possible. But I'm working for an organization called Enjoy Colorado, and what that's doing is we're trying to uncover historical facts about this part of the city.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever little information we get is, you know, is important, so it doesn't matter whether you know a little or whether you know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just whatever information we get is fine.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything you'd like to conclude this with, wrap it up? Maybe something I haven't asked you that you'd like to throw in? Yeah, wasn't...
I guess you already know that.
Wasn't that...
Bancroft
School. Yeah, of course, Bancroft Park is located near there, too. Or is located right there now.
Yes.
Did, none of your children ever went to that, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they ever had any classes at all with
her. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the school?
But, they must have torn it down right after we came.
And then put that park up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They said they used to have, oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
They said they used to have band concerts in the Bancroft Park. Did you ever go see them?
Yeah, I used to go to band concerts there.
Mm-hmm. And then, what was it, they mentioned something about every Saturday night a square dance of some type around here someplace.
Well, they did used to have square dances there, too.
Oh, at the same place?
Uh-huh. There in Bancroft Park.
Hmm.
They have a big cement slab there. They used to have square dances down there.
Uh-huh. Of course, in those days, they didn't allow any booze in, so, you know, everybody...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one fellow I was interviewing told me that he thought it went kind of downhill after they started, you know, allowing booze to come in there.
Yes, well, it was... Whatever it was, it made so much mischief going on. And, oh, I don't know, radios, too, I think, have spoiled. Or TVs have spoiled a lot of things.
Yeah, they really have.
People would rather sit home and watch TV than...
Than to do anything.
Go to clubs or fraternal organizations or even get out and visit with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Now, that one fraternal organization, was there anything you were involved in? That one organization you were telling me about?
Yes, the Rebecca Lodge.
Yeah.
And what do you mean?
Was that the only organization you were involved in?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's all I've ever joined up with.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a lifetime membership sort of thing?
Well, no, you have to pay dues in it. And of course, they have